Hello, hello, everybody. I hope we are all well. This is the FPL Banter Pod. My name is George. And the chaos is done. The double game week is done. The blank is done. We do have one more double game week in 36, which is just City and Palace doubling, basically. But the carnage is done. And I tell you, it was carnage for me. It's ended badly for me. As you guys know, I've been neck and neck, sort of first and second in the little FPL Bantam Mini League all season. And then I finally got Steve out of the way, and I was sitting nicely on top with basically a 45-point gap. And Claire out of nowhere, this is WWE talk, but like Randy Orton, she's literally been an apex predator. And out of nowhere, she just come out of nowhere and literally RKO'd me and sent me from first to third within, 2 weeks of games. I bottled it, basically. And that's all I can say. I've bottled it. Like, Arsenal look like they're bottling the league. It's not great. I'm a miffed, to say the least. Brentford haven't helped either with 1-9. So it's been, I didn't plan it well, which is bad for me because I normally plan these things a lot better. And I think I've overthought everything I did because last season a similar thing happened where I was doing so well. Top 100k was there, I was ready. I think at one point I was at 80k with four game weeks to go, and then I dropped all the way down to 127k at the end of the season. So I think that played in my mind as well. Obviously, I wanted to win this mini league, and I still can, by the way. Look, there's only 11 points in it. I'll go through the whole table in a minute. But I'm now... do you know what? I haven't even looked at my rank because I just know how bad my week was. But I'm well over the 200k mark now. There's a lot of work to do with very little time. Four game weeks left. I'm at the point now, and it probably is because I've had a shit 2 weeks, and Brentford have let me down a bit. Lately, with a load of draws and then losing to United when really we could have won it. We could have got another draw, but we just didn't take our chances. I'm at the stage where it's like, right, I'm ready to put you down now. I'm ready to put Brentford away in the corner. I'll come back to you in August. I'm ready to put FPL down. Look forward to the World Cup. Just a bit of a breather. So... but I'm not going to try and be all doom and gloom. There is still four game weeks left. I am still the tribal chief in the FPL Banter League. And there's a saying, every setback is a setup for a greater comeback. And that is what we're going to try and do the next four game weeks. We're going to try and win the mini league still, but also have a little bit of fun while we're here. That's kind of what I tried to do last week with the treble up on Spurs and the minus eight. And It just went pear-shaped with Xavi and Solanke getting injured and then Porro assisting the assister and Thiago not doing anything and just a bad, bad day. But we move, we stay positive, we'll look at the table, the updated table that Claire is now on top of. We'll look at my rank, we'll look at the score from last week, and we'll talk about what I'm going to do this game week, which, spoiler alert, isn't a lot. So we'll go through the table first, as I'm sure the whole FPL family, the FPL banter, are all probably listening to this, about to sing Kumbaya on what I'm about to say. So in first place is Claire. Free hit went very well for her with a 62. She now has a 2041 points. And then all of a sudden, now this is on me, right? This is on me. We met Rory a couple of weeks ago at a little meet up, and as I always do, if if we're going to do meetups and more meetups with individuals, I like them to be in our little group. And I asked Roy to join our group, and he did with open arms. He's probably not realised into the chaos he's walked in. However, I somehow forgot Rory's actually good at FPL, and by good, I mean very good. So he's leaped up now on a 2,031 points. So he's leaped into second, and I'm 1 point behind him on 2,030. So that's the top three. Claire's ahead of me by 11. Rory's ahead of me by one. So there's an 11-point gap I need to try and catch. And then Steve is behind me with 25 points behind me. So on a 2,005. Bit like me and him. We didn't go for the Bruno Fernandes captain. We wanted to be a bit different, maybe a bit fun. To be fair to Steve, and I spoke to him about it, he didn't realise Watkins was a 12:30 kickoff. I think if he realised that, he probably would have just left it on Bruno. And if he did, he'd actually be probably a lot closer to me. So it could be, I could be bottling a top, basically I'm the Spurs of 10 years ago when they're in a top two title race and they ended up third. At the moment, I'm literally Tottenham. I've bottled a two horse race and ended up third. And then after that is another 25-point gap with Louise on a 1980. Duncan, to be fair, he's had a great week with a 53. You got Elliot Anderson points, Bruno Cap, Bowen, he had Bowen as well, and Munoz as well, the jammy son. So Duncan's all of a sudden coming in for a race for fourth, I think. Kelly with a 1957 in seventh. Nicole, 6 points behind in eighth with a 43 this week. Nicole made the mistake of trusting Salah on his last hurrah. And similar to my Xavi and Solanke problem, he got injured. So she's got a problem to deal with. And then Fiona with a 1927 in ninth. And Andrew, unfortunately, mate, still last in 10th spot. So, look, the good thing is, as much as I wanted to be 70, 80 points clear, this is the fun part of FPL, right? We're on the last four game weeks. We're all battling each other for places. All of a sudden, Steve's coming back for me again. Claire has just flown up the table. Rory's doing Rory things. Duncan's trying to make a comeback. So is Louise. Like, it's what it's all about, isn't it? You're racing to get as high as you possibly can in your mini leagues and your ranks as well. But again, we move, we'll build. Mistakes are made these two games. I should have done it the other way around. I should have just bench boosted in 33 and then free hit in 34. And I think I would have been in a better position. But having said that, I did get a 19 Okafor jam points the week before. So, if buts, maybes, right? I will say, back in Spurs, I still believe was the right call. I just think Spurs being Spurs just got bang unlucky with two injuries. It's just bad luck on my part. And people have said I've been very lucky this season. I've had a bit of luck, and maybe that luck's just run out. But we'll see. You know, again, fair play to Claire. She's having a wonderful season. She's a lovely lady as well. I love her to death. I love everyone in our group to death. But she's had an absolute cracker. So fair play to her. So now we'll go on to my team, which was a 36 or a minus 8, so I've got a 28. And my rank at the moment is 237k. That's the first time I've looked at it, by the way. 237k, so that's basically 110k reds at the moment, which isn't good, which is not good. I think even if I had Bruno Cap, it might have been a little bit better, but yeah, that's stung me quite a bit. So we'll go through the team. So Roof's got a zero for losing 5-0 against Forest. Didn't see that one coming. Yeah, less of that the better. Hopefully he has a better game this week against Wolves. The back three was the best bit, really. So I got the 8 from Gabriel, which everyone had. Virgil got me a 4. Should have had a clean sheet, but Munoz decided to cheat and give Duncan points, which is just outrageous. Didn't sign off to that. That weren't in the memo. So, no, not happy with that. Poro did get a clean sheet. And another day, Poro gets that corner assist. But, you know, it comes off Richarlison and Paulinius puts it in. Fair play to him. Fair play to Spurs. And while we're on the subject of Spurs, I still think they'll stay up. I know there's still 2 points adrift. Thanks to West Ham winning again. I think Spurs beat Villa. I think Villa will have a very tough game tonight against Forest. And I don't think they don't like the Thursday night to Sunday. I think they don't deal with it very well, Villa. So Spurs need to capitalise on that. They have lost Xavi, so they've lost probably the only outlet they had. However, with Solanke potentially out, it means Richarlison will go back as a 9, which I think he should do. And I think he needs to start Telles as well. I thought Telles was really good when he came on against Wolves. I know really anyone can look good against Wolves at the moment, but I actually do think he's a good player. And then Bruno with a 5, so if I captained him, would have been 10. Xavi did get a... he was my captain. He got me a clean sheet just before he had to come off. And then after that, it was Dango with a 1, getting booked. Should have scored, he hit the bar. Wilson didn't do a lot. He was too wide against Villa. Thiago got booked and missed basically a hat-trick of chances. And Solanke with a 1 after going off of his hammy injury. And then my bench was all blanks, but Dubravka, Semenya, O'Reilly, Hill and Haaland were all blanked. So, we go into next week. Now, next week, we're doing nothing. Pure and simple. We're rolling. We're getting ready for the double. I still have the bench boost. So, let's remember that. I still have the bench boost. Now, I'll read you my bus team in a minute. But Munoz is in my head. I want Munoz. Not because he scored against Palace. I think Munoz was against Liverpool. Munoz is always going to come in because I think he's a bit of both, isn't he? He's a defensive contributions, he's a clean sheet guy, and he's also the attacking threat for Palace. And he seems to be playing every game for Palace at the moment. So, and because he doubles, he's in. He's got to come in some way or another. Now, the problem I have here is, ideally, this was the week where I used a bench boost, purely because of the double. That I could bench my City assets, put them on the bench, and just bench boost them. Now, I like the idea of saving my bench boost for 38. The problem I have, the way so many injuries are falling, I can just see me replacing Xavi and Solanke next week, and the two I bring in get injured as well. Like, at some point, I've got to use it. I know I've got to use it. And it might come to a point where I use it and I take a hit to use it, which I don't want to do. I want to not take any more hits. I can't afford any more hits this season. I just can't. I mean, you were here with me when I took a minus 32 in December, in the whole month of December, for crying out loud. So, like, we can't do that anymore. And I think going forward, I need to not do that. I need to just hold it as it is. And yeah, but that's next season. So basically, we're doing nothing this week, so I can have 2 free transfers. Now, like I said, Munoz will have to come in. As I said, I don't want to take a minus 4. So I don't really want to do Munoz sell and then sell Solanke and Xavi. There is a possibility that Solanke is fine come game week 36 against Leeds. If he is, he will probably stay, which means I could get Munoz in and maybe sell Xavi for Sarr, for example. Or, Yeah, I look at the fixtures and I haven't really looked that far yet in terms of who I want. It seems obvious to go Saar and Munoz, but the problem with Saar, he won't start both games. Which, really, you want... If you're going to cash in on a double, you want two 90-minute men. Because even if they do nothing... Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. If I do nothing... If I don't get Saar, sorry, it means... Basically, you can play one game, but you might not play the other. And ideally, you want someone who you know is going to play the two double game weeks, because then at least you get the 4 points. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I do apologise. I've got to deal with the two Spurs players I brought in. Poro's fine. As long as Poro stays fit, he's fine. And he's probably the only outlet for Spurs at the moment. I don't know if maybe he'll push Bentancur further up. Maybe he'll give him that role. I don't really know what Spurs are going to do in terms of creating chances. So obviously the plan is to try and capitalise on the double the best way I can. Watkins is the other one. So bringing in Watkins in 36 is... one I'm thinking of. I know we don't have a double, but it's got Burnley, which will probably be popular. And it's difficult because the good thing is, my sort of going back to the mini league, my team is a lot different to Claire's because Claire wildcarded. And Claire wildcarded basically a team for the double last 2 weeks ago. So mine and hers are a lot. There's a lot of differentials between the two. As far as I see assets, they're in. They're locked. They're locked for next week. I'm not going to do a Semenyo to Cherky. Unless Semenyo gets injured, then I will do that. But touch wood, that won't happen. So obviously we'll do a 36 and 36. I will be using two free transfers in 36 and hoping to roll in 37 and 38. To then make two free transfers in 38, to then potentially use the bench boost in 38. I'm very keen to do that. I think that is the best scenario for me. Because then I know what I need to catch up on. So in theory, I know what I need to beat Claire by, assuming, you know, our 11s score the same on 38. That's a big if, and I know that's a big if, but week by week, we're going to try and build some momentum here. Anyway, as I said, I'm doing nothing this week, so we're rolling. So my team as it is Roos in goal. I know Roos just going to do 5, but they got Wolves away who are down. Like, surely to goodness, Sunderland can keep a clean sheet in this one. However, Scott Parker's just been sacked, so it would not surprise me if Burnley now go and do a 1-0 over at Elland Road. But the fixture really is Roos, so that's where we'll stick. At the moment, I have a back four of Gabriel, Virgil, Porro, and O'Reilly. Now, forget Porro for a sec. The back three for me, from now to the end of the season, is Gabriel, Virgil, O'Reilly. That's the three. I don't think you change it. I don't see any reason to change it. Liverpool are still going for Europe, that European spot. Arsenal are going for the league, same as O'Reilly. O'Reilly's a defender, basically playing as a midfielder. It's a no-brainer. Porro's in there purely for the creativity, and he's going to be the one that has a creativity. So I am happy Porro is now there. But pretty much at the end of the season, it will probably be a back four, back three from now till 38. Now I have a midfield four of Bruno Fernandes, Semenyo, Dango. At the moment, Harry Wilson. Now I know that I said that the back four is the back four. I'm having a conversation myself over Dango, Wilson, and Hill, who's on my bench at the moment. originally, before yesterday, I had it as a back five with Wilson on the bench. So Hill was in, and then there was a midfield three of Bruno Fernandes, Semenyo and Dango. I won't go into the forward line just yet. But then I'm like, this is Arsenal. Fulham had just had a good win against Villa. Arsenal were, they weren't great last night. First half, they were decent. Before I catch on, side note, that Champions League game on the Tuesday night, oh, it was absolutely beautiful. Like, literally, I get it, the defences are crap. They were awful, but bloody hell, that's what you want. It was like a basketball game, but on a football pitch. It was end-to-end. It's probably one of the greatest matches I've seen in years. In years, literally. It was so good, and I hope the second leg's like that. And really, that's what football should be. Attacking football non-stop. And I think that's why people hate Arsenal, because they hate the way they play. They hate how, basically, how Mourinho used to play for Chelsea. Now, look, if it wins you a league, Arsenal aren't going to care any less. But it's just, it's literally washing paint dry football. It really is, you know. It's just, compared to what we see at Saw Tuesday night, what I call Ann Summers football, to basically, I'm stealing Lee's analogy here, but basically we had Ann Summers sexy football Tuesday night, and then we just had granny pants football Wednesday night. And yeah, well, it tells you, didn't it? The two goals were penalties. So, you know, sorry, I got sidetracked there. What was I saying? Yeah, Wilson, Dango, Hill. Back to Arsenal. I think Arsenal are falling at the seams, and I think City are going to win the title. I just don't think Arsenal had the bottle now to go neck and neck with City. And Fulham isn't, that they don't like playing Fulham Arsenal for whatever reason. And Fulham have just come on the back of a good 1-0 win against Villa. They drew 0-0 with us as well, which they arguably they shouldn't have. But they defended well in that game. And I just think, maybe, just maybe, this is the game where Wilson goes, all right, I'm going to show up for you one more time. However, Hill does have the home fixture, along with Dango. And Hill, again, Bournemouth are playing Palace on the Sunday, where Palace are playing Thursday night against tonight against Shakhtar. They'll play a weakened side. Bournemouth are also going for a European spot as well. So it's kind of the DEFCON potential clean sheet theory of Justin Hill, hoping he don't score another bloody own goal. Or do I go for the excitement that Wilson's just going to score an absolute worldie against Arsenal and ruin their hopes of the title? The other option is I take out Dango. But Dango was out. I thought Dango was all right against United. And I kind of, it's probably the Brentford bias, but West Ham at home is a good fixture for us to bounce back. We need to get a win before the season ends. Please, please. And I think this is the fixture. I think we do beat West Ham despite all the draws and loss we had the other night. I think we will beat them. And I think Spurs will beat Villa, which then will put Spurs out of the relegation zone. I just want to trust my Brentford bias one more time. And it may hurt me. It is a conversation of Wilson or Hill. At the moment, it's Wilson. But I've got a funny feeling I will probably move it to Hill. And then a front two of Thiago and Haaland, the two top goal scorers in the Premier League. Like I said last night, earlier, Thiago should be, well, he should have scored a hat-trick, so he should be level with Haaland right now. But, you know, it wasn't to be. It wasn't his night for whatever reason, but Thiago is a good striker. I'm not denying that. He did score two goals against West Ham in the Cup a month ago, so there is that as well. Solanke's injured anyway, and I'm not going to bench this, as I said, I'm not going to bench a second goal scorer in the league this season. So that's the 4-4-2. That's probably what I'm going to do. As I say, it's just a conversation over Wilson and Hill. The more I'm thinking about it, I think Hill feels safer. In terms of ownership, Wilson does have the more ownership. So, in theory, I guess, Wilson is probably the more reliable in terms of the ownership. He's a 21% to Wilson's Hill's 8%. So, yeah, that's kind of the last conversation I need to have with it. My captain is Haaland. I don't see it changing. I have flirted with doing it with O'Reilly. That's sounding really wrong. I've flirted putting the captaincy on O'Reilly. I am not doing O'Reilly. Let's just stop that now. I'm tempted to put the captaincy on O'Reilly. But it's whether I want to be that brave. As I said, there's a lot of differentials to the teams that have wildcarded. I just think I want to play it safe with Haaland. And last week, the last game against Everton, he did score 2 goals against them. That's it. Haaland cap, just a debate over Wilson and Hill. But other than that, that's my team for game week 35. Good luck to everyone. Even Claire, even though I want her to... I tell you what I want, and this is another WWE reference, and I do apologise for all these WWE references that probably no one understands. Danhausen, if you are, for whatever reason, listening to this podcast, that I believe about 13 people listen to, including my dad, if you are listening, if you are one of the listeners who's an avid FPL player and, you know, no one knows about it, curse Claire. Just curse her. Just for the next few weeks. Don't want any harm happening to her. Just curse her FPL team. If you're listening, that'll be a lovely favour. If not, fair enough. I'll have to beat her in my own way. But, jokes aside, amazing season for Claire. And it's a great end to the season. I'm really looking forward to it. I love a little title race for the top of the mini league. Hopefully the Tribal Chief will come out victorious. And I will be acknowledged by the FPL banter table. However, green arrows everyone. I hope you all have a great week. And look, I'm waffling like mad. But it's all love for the FPL banter. I love you all dearly. And can't wait to see how this season ends. And I can't wait to see all of them at Fest in August. Green arrows, everyone.